The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, 7th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good morning, Christine.
Don't even say good morning.
I know, both of us are vehicles. My vehicle last night had a nice young man come in yesterday and detail it. And it was a good price. Did a great job. But somewhere along there, I think he twisted one of those dials that is this. You all have given me two weather reports.
It's make sure you have them.
Okay. I can have one in each hand, and I can hand them out to the guest. Okay. Somewhere, I think, you know, lights were turned on. And so last night we were having a dinner down at Cattleman's for the Shasta Marines Committee, the one that puts on the ball. And there's, you know, like 16 of us there, and my truck doesn't start. Linda's already at the rodeo. She's on the Rodeo Auxiliary Association. She's on the board of that. So I end up having to call somebody who's going there, who came down, picked me up. And so now today I have to figure out, oh, yeah, and the charger I have, those ones you carry in your glove compartment. Works great. Has worked wonderfully. Didn't work last night. It had not been charged. But then I'm looking at it, and it doesn't look familiar. I'm thinking I've got I loaned it out a couple of times, and somehow I got a different one back. Don't ask me how. But Linda will swear, no, that's the one. So that's the way my, you know. So then Linda and I discussed that toward the end of the night. But everything turned out okay. So it still doesn't start this morning. So I've got Linda's car. Your car didn't start this morning.
No, but I have just a husband, so I wake him up and ask him to fix it.
Well, that's good.
Yes, like there's a tricky thing with BMWs and California versions. They kind of don't want to start when it's cold.
Okay. What national day is it? Do we know?
Not.
Oh.
Not working cars.
Not working cars? It's National Not Working Cars Day.
Yes, but I'm joking, to be honest. Trying to be positive.
Well, you're
today is
today
National
is
Make a Man a Dinner Day.
Make a what?
Make man a dinner.
Make mom a dinner?
Man. Gentleman. Male.
Make man a dinner?
Yes. Today's National Make Man a Dinner Day.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, I feel like it really feels good.
Okay. Today, sunny with a high near 73, and tonight around 45. It's going to be calm. As we know, PG&E was cut off, powered like 17 counties, parts of 17 counties because of the wind. Tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful, sunny with a high near 71. Saturday, 10% chance of showers in the afternoon. And then Sunday, 10% chance of showers. So that looks good. And Veterans Day, they said there's going to be some rain, cloudy, with a high near 57. And Tuesday is slight chance of showers, and this goes all the way through next Wednesday. Slight chance of showers, partly sunny. So we'll see what happens. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, family business, where there's three generations working there. It's been 30 years that they've had this thing going. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have many other programs there to help their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. Kenny family, good people. And, in fact, Chuck Kenny is going to be the speaker on Monday at the Igo Cemetery for the annual Veterans Day memorial ceremony. It starts at 11 o'clock. You want to be there 10:30 though to get parking. They have shuttles that go back and forth, but a lot of people show up, and it's a good time to go up there and just kind of pay your respects. And you know, you see a lot of older, you know, you see older veterans there, but you see kids, grandkids, great grandkids are out there, and it's good for them to watch this and see what it's about. And speaking of that, I have Troy Payne with me today, Shasta County's newest veteran service officer.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Carl.
But it's not your first rodeo. You've been over there for how long?
9 years.
9 years. So it's not like we brought somebody else in, as the county has done on a couple of different occasions that crashed and burned. And I think it's three occasions. Two occasions they crashed and burned, and one, Tommy Key, great guy.
Absolutely.
Fell in love.
Yeah.
And moved to North Carolina.
It happened.
You know,
he went home.
I lost two bookkeepers to them falling in love and leaving. And I'm like, so if you're looking for love and you're not, and you haven't been lucky, just come over here and apply for the job as bookkeeper. I guarantee you're going to probably fall in love while you're here. So. Anyway, good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk about you, your background.
There's not a lot to know. I'm kind of an open book. I'm a local boy, born and bred, Carl. Graduated from Anderson High School, joined the Army in 1988, served around the world. Discharged in 1995, came home.
Were you able to, I don't even know how to put this, but were you able to travel to the Middle East?
No.
During that time?
And see, no.
Here's what people don't realize, that the Desert Shield and Desert Storm, though it seemed like it lasted a long time, Desert Shield, where a lot of people got over there, the war lasted 4 days.
Yeah.
And, the ground war. The air war lasted longer. But if you were in a unit that wasn't, you know, is already deployed, or if you were in school, or if you were going through some kind of training, you missed that because it was like an 8 month.
I was stationed in Germany when that happened. I was in Heidelberg. I was with the headquarters military police unit there.
Okay.
We were alerted multiple times because our mission there was protection of the Commander-in-Chief of United States Army Europe.
Uh-huh.
And if he had to pull out and go, we were his unit that went with him. So
pull out and go where?
His secondary command was Turkey. And
oh, okay.
From there, it could have been anywhere. While Storm,
the Russians had.
Yeah. While Storm and Norman was doing his thing over in the Middle East, and at that time it was General Saint was doing his thing in Europe. You know, that's kind of where we were at. So I got there just before Desert Shield kicked off,
mm-hmm.
In July, and then, of course, Shield kicked off in August, and then Storm kicked off in January, late December. So
yeah, that's true. I was going back in my head here. You know, I had a Marine serve for 20 years, a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw combat until after 9/11. And then, of course, the war went on for 20 years. You had a chance.
Yeah.
And then you had a chance to get in there. Okay, so what got you into working with the veterans?
Honestly, dumb luck, Carl. I was, when I got home, I did the typical military police thing. I went into law enforcement, studies and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
For traffic accident reasons. I never got into law enforcement permanently. Got injured while I was going through all the testing.
Okay.
So I spent 15 years doing security and surveillance work in the gaming industry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I spent...
Around here? Or?
I spent 5.5 years here with the tribe at Wind River.
Wow.
And then I spent 10 years...
Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent 10 years with the Paskenta Band of Numlockies down at Corning.
Okay.
So I did that for a while.
What's that job like?
it's never boring.
Really? You know what? Because I was wondering, because if, I mean, they've got cameras everywhere. Because so you're watching the tables. Now, was that part of your job?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then you've got people.
Yes, you do.
Some of them are really interesting.
You know, and I was going to school the most of the time that I worked here in Reading. Mm-hmm. And so I opted to work the graveyard shift. Uh-huh. And that is probably the most interesting shift if you're going to do that kind of work. Especially if you're a people watcher.
So. Okay. So I guess it is. I mean, because, you know, when you're out there, I mean, you're kind of like just watching people in there.
Yeah. So. Well, and you mentioned, you know, table games and stuff like that. Anybody that watches those games, you have to go to school and be trained to be a dealer.
Yeah.
In order to be able to track the game.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that.
Yeah. And that goes for everything from blackjack to poker to...
Did you find very many instances of dealers doing the wrong thing?
Rare.
Yeah, that's what rare. I was... But there'd be people doing things, like trying to steal chips.
Trying to.
And you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I can count on one hand the number of instances where we had dealers making judgment errors, we'll call them.
For their friends?
Yeah. But, it extremely rare.
Okay, I was in Reno one time, and going through, our unit was going through a Bridgeport, through Mountain Warfare Center. And so that weekend, I was one of the officers that we put on our uniform, our Charlies, and we would just kind of walk through the different casinos where all of our Marines were. And when my end, we split it up in like 4-hour shifts and whatever. When somebody relieved me, I was standing there by the blackjack table. So I sat down. And I won $100 in like 4 hands, which back then was big money. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, I'm counting as fast as I can, and this guy just keeps throwing. He says, keeps throwing the cards. Says, okay, you won. And I'm like. And the pit boss was there. Mm-hmm. And after I'd won that 100 or whatever it was, pit boss walks over and he says, have a good evening, Marine. And that was my signal.
Yep.
I left.
Time to go.
And I thought, that was really nice of him. Yeah. Anyway, I'm here with Troy Payne, who's a new veteran service officer. And we come back, we're going to talk about his time here in the veteran service office. Let's see what else. Okay, hey, the... Veterans Day Parade down in the city of Shasta Lake is going to be happening this weekend. It starts at 10 a.m. I would get yourselves down there no later than 9:30 because they start shutting down the road. If you get there early, say around 7, and from 7 to 10, you can get breakfast at the firehouse down there at a very reasonable price. It's a fundraiser for the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association. And afterwards, you can stop by the American Legion Post for luncheons, for lunch. It's a great parade, about 100 entries. It's doesn't cost anything to enter. And it, like I said, it is a great parade.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a nice day. So Linda and I will be there announcing at one of the announcing stations. I think they've got 5 announcing stations now, which is good.
Wow.
So you can learn something about each one of the units coming through there. So that's going to be Saturday in the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 10. Get there by 9:30. Plenty of room there to put out your chairs and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a great event. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Troy Payne from the Veteran Service Officer. So.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows. Got to make it my own.
The bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, if you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available. That's right. Offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Most of the electric cars, vehicles, are sold in California. So, and hybrids. I was looking at hydrogen-powered vehicles. And the only problem with that is you can use them maybe in California. There's like 14. It's like 14 charging stations. But once you leave California, you might have a problem. So they're still working on that. Yeah, I'm here with Troy Payne from the. He's the Veteran Service Officer out of the Veteran Service Services Office for Shasta County. A very, very helpful organization. So what we've learned about Troy was is that. In the Army and got into the gaming industry as security there, which I did not know that from before. And then you went to work for the VSO approximately.
Yeah, 2015.
Okay.
I
kind of remember when you came in.
Yeah, I didn't really know. I'm a victim of discharged in the 90s, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get a lot of information as we were exiting back then as far as what are our benefits, what are our, you know, what do we have available to us mm-hmm. as veterans after we discharge. So I came home in 1995 and I went about my business as a civilian mm-hmm. For 20 years before I even knew that there were benefits available. And so I applied for an opening with the VSO in 2015 and still really didn't understand what it was. After the first year of studies, I questioned my decisions with everything there is to learn and everything there is to do in the position that we hold.
Sure.
But I didn't start even receiving my benefits until 2 years after I started with the VSO.
Well, you know, when I retired the first time, mm-hmm. I never went to the VA or did anything because I was working. And it wasn't until when I'd gone back on active duty and came back and came to Reading that I think I went to the VA. And then it was a while later before I went to the VSO, and a guy by the name of Dave. It was probably before your time.
Dave Lanford?
Yeah.
I love Dave Lanford.
Okay. Yeah, so do I. And what a great guy he is.
Yeah, I speak to him via email now fairly regularly.
Yeah, he got me involved into the Veteran Service Office, and I realized just what a jewel we have in that office. So how would you put it in your own ways? What does the Veteran Service Office do?
The Veteran Service Office, our primary mission is to connect our veterans with the benefits that they've earned through their service to our country. And that's all branches.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many benefits out there, both state and federal, Carl, that are so convoluted and so mysterious, if you will, if you're not familiar with the system. And our staff is highly trained in those benefits and how to navigate the red tape of the government in order to get those.
And that's hard, and it's difficult. It's not that the benefits aren't out there. It just makes it so, but they make it difficult.
Very convoluted.
To get through everything. I mean, something as simple as your GI Bill to go to school on.
Right.
I mean, it is paper after paper. Thank goodness. Most of the colleges and universities, especially ones around here, they've got people assigned that understand that. So that takes a load off you all.
Yeah.
On the other hand, veterans have earned these benefits, as you learned.
Correct.
And I learned that we do not put in for them, especially for the ones who were injured on active duty and, you know, spent, you know, that now rate that assistance.
Correct.
And you all have been a godsend when it comes to that for helping veterans.
Well, I appreciate that. What we do isn't – it's out of the love of what we do. You know, it's a county office. We're not compensated, you know, hugely. But the people that we staff are there because of the love of what we do. And they have a passion for helping our brothers and sisters coming home after they've served our country mm-hmm. and help them navigate this bureaucracy that is the VA and the state of California for their benefits.
Well, it's not just, you know, we're talking about young ones. We're talking about guys and girls that might have retired back in the 70s or been serving in the 70s and 60s. Now, years later, they're finally getting the benefits that they've rated that they, you know, didn't even know about.
Right.
You know, medical and all that. We got to take a break here. But when we come back, I want to talk, you know, I'd hate to be crass about this thing, but let's talk about the monetary, the sums that the Veterans Service Officer Office has helped our veterans just in our county receive that they had earned, just didn't know that they could put in for it or how to put in for it.
Right.
Okay. I'm here with Troy Payne and the Veterans Service Officer out of the Veterans Services Office right here in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman. If you've been injured at work and you're just not getting the treatment that you're supposed to have, and the employer wants you to come back, but you can't get back there, because something's just not happening, you need to call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Now, what Patrick does is he'll talk to you, he'll talk about your case. He's been doing this a while. He's got the largest workers' compensation office. He's built this north of Sacramento. He's built this over the last several years. He's a veteran, former law enforcement. And went to law school. He knows what you, if you've been injured, what exactly you rate for this. And if you're not getting it, it has such a life-changing impact, can have a life-changing impact on you and your family. So give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168. He's a pit bull. He'll fight for you, just like Troy. Hey, we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DBJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5, with the unusual Shaggy Foot. offering two distinct experiences. Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's going to be a really nice day today. Sunny, around 75. Yeah. The rain starts, really Sunday. And we'll be having some rain, which is good. But it's going to be a beautiful day today, and it's going to be a beautiful day Saturday for the Veterans Day Parade down in the city of Shasta Lake. And I'm here with Troy Payne, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Now, when we left, I said, you know, the Shasta County Veteran Service Office is the only office in county government that actually brings in money to the county. Maybe I'm putting that in the wrong way, but I mean, the rest of them are out there spending money, you know, and, you know, I guess you could say that, you know, the, permitting and all, it brings in money, but this one, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, by helping veterans,
right,
so they benefit from it, brings in money because from these, well, you explain it, you know. You know, if somebody comes in and has been injured at right. some point in the service, and it's you know, like say a broken leg, say he's in a car wreck,
right,
or something. Doesn't have to be combat. It just has to be while he's on active duty.
Correct.
Okay. Then so what happens?
I'll let you off the hook a little bit, Carl. The way I would put that,
okay,
is we're probably the only office in county government that brings money directly to the claimant.
Okay. There you go.
Because the money that we get doesn't come back to the county coffers.
No.
The money that we I don't want the public to mistake that.
Right.
What we do is we file injury claims for our veterans, disability claims, and those monies come back to the bank account, to the wallet, to the pocket of the veteran specifically. They don't come to the county. So we were talking on during the break, and you had made mention that, you know, I wanted to talk about you wanted to talk about the incomes, and you had mentioned $4 million, and I threw a number at you.
Yeah, because I had heard, you know, $4 million in this, which is, I mean, that comes in, and it comes to the claimant, to the veteran, who then – he's here in Shasta County. He spends it here mm-hmm. in Shasta County, probably. And this is regular payments that come in for him. Right. So this, and so you have the facts and figures from 2023, 2024 up to date. Then,
yes, sir.
Right?
I just got them this week.
Okay. So
I can tell you that in fiscal year, and this, for clarification, we are audited twice a year
mm-hmm.
by the state of California Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
These figures
That's
are,
nice to know.
Yeah, these are verified by them.
Okay.
These are not just numbers that we're coming up with from thin air.
Uh-huh.
These are reports that go out to our, to our political figures in Sacramento. This is the report from CalVet to the governor's office mm-hmm. and those guys.
Okay.
So total monies brought in to the veterans of our community during this fiscal year were $12,920,000.
Now, those so almost include, $13 million. Okay, what does that include?
So that includes continuing monthly disability pay.
Sure.
Retroactive pay, one-time payments, mm-hmm. if a veteran passes away.
Okay.
Sometimes they're, in certain scenarios, their families can be reimbursed for the cost of the burial.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance payments, veterans can carry a life insurance policy. Sometimes it handles sure. that. It doesn't talk about, that has nothing to do with the cost of health care. That has nothing to do with the services that they may receive over at the VA clinic on Knighton Road.
Okay.
These are just cash, monetary, non-taxable benefits that come straight from Department of Treasury via VA to the pockets of our veterans.
Almost $13 million.
Now, I can tell you also,
this
Carl, that
last year,
that is $12 million above what was brought in the year before. That's so if a veteran is receiving $1,000 a month
mm-hmm.
and they come in and their injuries have worsened, they've gotten less mobility, whatever the case is, their hearing's gotten worse, we file a claim for increased disability. With that, their percentage, their combined percentage changes, and now they may have gone from 50% disabled to 70% disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So their monthly disability goes from $1,000 a month to now $1,600 a month. The only thing that these numbers depict is that additional $600 a month.
Not the original.
This is not the original claim.
This is all brand new.
This is brand new money in the last fiscal year.
12 million. Well, it's, you say 12, but it's almost 13.
Almost 13.
It's, well, 12.9 is, let's just say 13. I mean, I'd round up on big numbers like that.
Right.
So, and so that money comes to our citizens.
Correct.
Of Shasta County.
Correct.
And $13 million. Mm-hmm. And this is above and beyond other money that they, you know, they may have had at some other point, or
correct.
Okay,
correct.
So $13 million, and that doesn't count retired.
No.
See, it doesn't count retired.
Two different coffers.
Yeah, it's two different piles of money here. So when you've been able to help our veterans get the assistance they need,
mm-hmm.
and these are direct payments.
Yes, these are direct deposits to their bank account.
Yeah, this doesn't say, this isn't something like said, well, this is the equivalent of. No, this is money that comes into the pockets of our veterans.
Absolutely.
Oh, $13 million last year. And when I get my money, I spend it. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, just sit on it.
Right.
I spend it. Where do I spend it? I spend it here in Shasta County for the most part.
Yeah.
So, and you figure that everybody, what do? Add two onto it? Or they double it or triple it or something? Because they figure, you know, you
the
spend
power
it,
of six or something.
I don't know, something like
yeah.
that. And then it goes to a, you know, a store who then, you know, buys stuff around. Yeah. It's a, that's a huge amount of money.
Correct.
And the other part, which is even more important, you've got a whole bunch of veterans that are finally receiving the benefits that they rate.
Absolutely.
That they've never had before.
Absolutely.
Or increase. Because as you get older, injuries that you've had just don't get any better. They just don't.
That's correct.
And so you all badgered me for years. Carl, it's been like 8 years. You need to come in. So I went back in because after you'd badgered me enough. And I went back in. So I went out to have my, things that have impacted on my life, looked at again. And, you know, hearing, which my wife will tell you has gotten a lot worse. And I don't mention the fact, well, Linda, sometimes it's selective. But, hey, I can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, things like this. And so it's important, though, is that veterans, once you have this, that you know, as it gets worse, as you get older, go back down to see you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't just assume that's the end of it. When you get that first award, that's just rating your disability at the day that you took that exam.
Okay.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
15 years from now, you're going to have different results. And those matter. Yeah. Those absolutely matter. I wanted to touch on just a couple other.
I tell you what, let me take a break, and then we'll finish up. That'll be our last segment. But for today, because we're gonna have you back on a regular basis here, Troy. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festigam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. 7:48 in the morning here on the 7th of November, election month, election week. They're still trying to figure it out, but it looks like, I guess, Nevada and Arizona went to Trump, which kind of a surprise. And now they're questioning the union strength in Nevada because they've always guaranteed, you know, because most of the people live in, let's just face it, Las Vegas and Reno. And Reno, it looks like, went to Trump, but the whole state then. So they are going to be studying this election for a long time. It has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. I'm here with Troy Payne, who is a veteran service officer for the Veteran Service Office right here in Shasta County, which, by the way, Shasta County does not have to have a veteran service office.
They do not. State mandates that they have to have an officer.
Right.
But Shasta County staffs that office.
Right. With how many people do you have?
So our complement right now is myself plus 5 representatives and 2 support staff.
Okay. And we just learned in this last fiscal year, the VSO brought in $13 million into our county to our veterans.
Yes,
this is cash payments to the veterans, not to the county, but to the veterans who live here in Shasta County. And one of the things you told me during the break is that we're losing our veterans.
We are. Our numbers have dwindled in Shasta County. The reportable numbers that we receive from the state annually. When I first got hired in 2015, our annual reports were a little over 16,000 veterans in Shasta County.
Because I'd heard anything from 16 to 19 when I came here 17 years ago.
Right.
So
yeah, and now the new numbers have got us at a little over 12,000 veterans in Shasta County.
Now, there's a couple reasons for this. Share with our listeners.
Part of it's attrition. Part of it is cost of living in California. A lot of our veterans don't want to come back to California.
When they get out of the service, they'll take jobs in other places where taxes aren't as high and it's not as crazy as it is.
Yeah, the cost of living is not so high. And then, of course, you know, our Korean War vets, our Vietnam vets, they're not getting any younger.
No.
So we're losing them by attrition. And
our Korean War vets are in their 90s, and our Vietnam War vets are in their 70s, or in 70s and 80s.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's...
It's attrition.
It's attrition. You can't get away from that. A lot of them, though, are moving away. And I know several veterans, as you do.
Yeah.
Are just, you know, they've retired. They've been here. They lived here after they retired from the military. They lived here for a decade, maybe more. Yeah. And they just said it's too much.
Yeah. And the cost of living is just eating them up.
So they're in Texas. They're in Montana. They're in
Idaho and Tennessee.
Idaho and Tennessee. And I think unless things change in this state, it's going to continue to do that. So y'all have been doing just a fantastic job. And so what do we have to look forward to, Troy? Besides continued excellence, but
absolutely
moving the office or what kind of stuff's going on?
So funny you bring that up, Carl. You and I spoke a couple of years ago when I was serving as the interim VSO.
Yeah.
And that exact subject of relocating our office was on the table.
This is after just building it so a few years before that.
Well, we moved it. The office that we are currently located in we moved in there in 2010. I know. So we've outgrown it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I have 4 offices that are, you know, easy access to my veterans. I have one that is limited access just because of the size of the office.
Right.
And we've made a lot of changes. I now have an office out at the VA clinic that we utilize. But we've outgrown that location. So the county has completed some feasibility studies and some looks at the square footage across the street at 1880.
Yeah, the old Black Bear Diner headquarters. Correct. And it's got ramps in the back and stuff like that.
It's got, it is handicap accessible. It's got off-street parking, which is extremely important to me and my staff because right now our veterans, as you know, you visited us.
Yeah.
It's all street-side parking, and my veterans that are having to get out with their walkers or their wheelchairs or whatever that case may be, it's not just a pain, it's a hazard.
Yeah.
It's a hazard. So we're looking at that. Feasibility studies have been done. I've spoken with our new county CEO, Mr. Rickards, and he is all for that move.
And you're for that move.
I'm for that move.
Okay.
I've cleared up some concerns with some of our organizations. A lot of people thought that there was only alley access to where we were going to be. Now, there's an entrance right off of West Street.
Yeah.
It's street side access.
You can park in front or you can park in the back, and it's a good-sized parking lot.
Absolutely.
I parked when I was visiting Bruce Dean.
Yeah. So I've cleared some of that up with some of our organizations. But, you know, that's going to allow us to expand. Some of the things that I'm looking at is VA Behavioral Health. God bless them. They're strapped. Our VA clinic serves Tehama, Trinity, Western Lassen, South Siskiyou, and all of Shasta County.
Wow.
They don't have the providers for behavioral health that can do timely care. I have spoken with the county, this was actually a child of Wesley Tucker.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking at possibly being able to hold PTSD and drug and alcohol counseling out of our office in that new building.
Wow.
And that would be a huge step forward.
Well, I tell you what, it's when I first came back, PTSD was a cottage industry out here. So many psychologists and therapists were out there. I mean, there's a lot of them. I don't know if they still are or not, but they're not. Okay. Yeah, we need to have a dedicated mental health.
Yeah. And where better that our veterans find safe than our building?
Yeah. No, that's a good idea.
It's a safe zone.
Well, you've been there for a while, Troy. You've seen it grow. You want to grow it in a good way. You're not growing it just to have more people. It's because people are having to wait to be helped.
Yeah.
And I know that makes all of y'all crazy down there. I know all your people. It makes them crazy that, you know, but you can't work 20 hours a day.
Right.
So.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, if there wasn't a need, I wouldn't
no.
worry about it.
No, it's a nice office, but it is. It's crammed in there. Okay. Well, Troy, thanks a lot for coming through here. So the move, let's hope they get that going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just across the street, guys.
Right.
You know, get the movers in there to bring the files across and set it up and make it look nice.
I'm hoping that, if everything flows, late 2025 maybe.
Okay. That's soon.
Yeah.
That's next year. What do you want to tell veterans about? Because this is the other thing I know that you've talked to me about. It's very frustrating. You got a lot of veterans out there that just don't come in.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Come in. Find out. You know, the worst thing that you can walk out of my office with is more knowledge about the system than you had when you walked in. That's the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to know more about your benefits and what's available than you did when you walked in the door.
And if you think that, I wasn't injured in combat. No, doesn't have anything to do with it. You're playing football in Okinawa, and somebody takes your knee out. It's 20 years later. You're limping around and been limping. It happened while you're on active duty.
Yeah.
You need to have somebody look at it. Let an expert tell you. So, a lot of people, and what I've heard is, I wasn't in combat, so I don't rate this. No. Get out of that.
No. One of the things that I try to associate real quick, and I never wanted to discredit the service of that individual.
Right.
But when we're talking about VA disability claims, for those that have been out for a really long time, it equates to a workers' comp claim. You were hurt on the job. Your job just happened to be a protector of this country. And that's the way that I try to to express that to them.
Well, you told me that the last time I was
Brian.
Brian said that. Don't look at it like that. Look at it as workers' compensation, which I'm not, you know, and I'm thinking I pay insurance for that every month for my people.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, that is, I've never ever thought of that. So, my friends, you're out there. If you were injured years ago, decades ago, and it's been a bother to you, and you're on active duty, or in active duty in even in National Guard and Reserves, if you're on active duty, go down there and see it. Now, where are you located?
We are at 1885 Shasta Street.
Right down the road here. Do yourself a favor. Call them. Find out exactly where. And then drop by.
Absolutely.
You will not be sorry.
You will be welcome with open arms.
You really will. It's very friendly there. Troy, thank you so much for what you and your staff does. Please pass on our regards.
I will. It's an honor, Carl. Thank you very much.
Well, got to have you back on next month so
yes,
we
sir.
Can catch up on some other things going on. All right, we're going to break for the news, and Doug Jenke.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
.com. I'm Russ Thomason. RFK Jr., Marco Rubio, Mike Pompeo, among the names being bandied about as for high-profile positions in the new Trump administration. Pompeo had served as Secretary of State in the first Trump administration. And there's been no lack of speculation over how President Trump will approach the war in Ukraine. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, ventures a guess.
He's going to find a solution very quickly and turn off the continued flow of kinetic aid, military aid, to the Ukrainians because they won't need it because the war is going to end.
Mr. Trump has said he could end the war in a day. Kamala Harris has delivered her delayed concession speech. Earlier, she called President-elect Trump, offering her congratulations. And we're about to hear from President Biden.
In remarks scheduled for the White House Rose Garden, the president will address the nation to discuss the election results and the transition. Today's speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and invited him to the White House in the near future to discuss the transition. The spokesman said Mr. Biden expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition of working to bring the country together. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With a new sheriff, Donald Trump, on his way into town, Hamas now calling for an end to the war with Israel. There are multiple reports quoting sources as saying that Special Counsel Jack Smith winding down the two federal cases brought against Mr. Trump. And there's word that independent Angus King has won re-election to the U.S. Senate from the state of Maine. Federal Reserve expected to announce another interest rate cut. Look for that announcement later today. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 30 points higher. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 248 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
A Japanese automaker is cutting 9,000 jobs, and there are voluntary pay cuts amid a sales slump.
Nissan has been badly hit by a drop in sales in China, where it's been outpaced by local producers such as BYD in the fast-growing market for electric vehicles. It's also suffered in the United States, where hybrid cars are becoming increasingly popular, but it lacks suitable models in its lineup. In the 6 months to the end of September, the company's operating profits were down 85% compared to the same period in 2023. Nissan's chief executive, Makoto Ishida, said he would forfeit half of his salary, and other executives would also take voluntary pay cuts as they sought to turn the business around.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. The Australian government has unveiled a bill that would set an age limit of 16 years for youngsters to start using social media, but hold platforms responsible for ensuring compliance. Townhall.com. A former Trump advisor is due in court today.
A judge orders Rudy Giuliani to appear in court Thursday to explain why he has yet to turn over his belongings, including a Mercedes that looks like the one he was seen riding around in on Election Day in Palm Beach as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. This comes after two former Georgia election workers sued Giuliani and won, but say they haven't been able to collect. Among the possessions Giuliani owes, a $5 million Upper East Side apartment, a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall, and a variety of other belongings. I'm Julie Walker.
It has been labeled the mountain fire driven by high winds raging northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County. Dozens of homes have been destroyed as thousands of people flee, more than 10,000 people under orders to clear out as the blaze threatens 3,500 structures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Thursday, the 7th, 2 days after Election Day, and people are still at the high hover, if I can, you know. And we're going to talk about that later as we go through the show. But 8:05 in the morning news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christine is at the helm, and it's National Fix Your Man Dinner tonight. What?
Make a dinner for your man tonight.
Make a dinner for your man tonight.
Or there's another day, a National Cash Back Day.
Cash Back Day.
But I like the first one more.
So you're going to fix your man dinner tonight?
Not fix, just to make him. Make him a dinner.
Make him a dinner. Well, that's what fix is.
Oh, okay.
Fix him a dinner.
Okay, I'm learning.
Okay, make a dinner. That's all right, too. You know what? I can tell you right now that there are people bristling when they just heard that. Make your man a dinner tonight. There's some people out there right now that are doing, man, you make man dinner? Linda makes dinner for the dog. I swear to God. She cooks it. She adds an egg to it. Bone broth. She mixes it up. I mean, she spends more time doing that. And we started talking about it last night, and we were laughing. And then the dog needs to have one of us standing there or sitting there, like protecting his butt while he eats. And if you're not there, he won't eat. So you walk back in the kitchen and he eats. I don't understand this at all, however. Good news. The weather is going to be beautiful today. The high near about 75. Sunny, clear, calm. Tomorrow exactly the same. Saturday, toward the end of the day, we start getting into the chance of showers, a small chance. And Saturday night, same thing, but it looks like it's going to be cloudy and rainy on Veterans Day. However, that shouldn't stop you from going out to IGO. That's what raincoats and umbrellas are for. Monday night, Tuesday, chances of showers. And it's still going to be a chance of showers on Wednesday of next week, but partly sunny, though. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers. So it looks like, you know, it's November weather. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Been in the business 30 years. They're in the third generation of the Kinney family working there, and they do just a wonderful job. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment program plans. They do so much for our community. I can't say enough about them. They do treat their customers as friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And Chuck Kenny is going to be the guest speaker for Monday at Idaho Cemetery. Vietnam helicopter pilot and just a wonderful guy. Unlike Doug or Chuck Kenny, I've got Doug Yankee with me.
Not a wonderful guy.
Not so much a wonderful guy.
No.
But you know what? I was looking for, you sent me, you always send me a text because there have been times that I've just preempted you without even a thought, because of something coming up.
I've been garbage. I mean, I'm like Puerto Rico. It was garbage. You just threw me away the day before I was supposed to show up.
A floating garbage.
Yeah, you threw me away. So I always check to make sure you still want me on.
And you do. And I don't think I answered till this morning.
No, you didn't. It was just this morning.
It's this morning said. Yes.
Well, but you know, the funny thing is first off, I want to be clear. I wanted to speak up to, you being, you know, make your man dinner. I think that's awesome, sexist as I am. I think that's still a lost art. I make my wife dinner all the time, so every now and then having recognition.
We trade off.
Yeah.
We trade
exactly.
off, man. And if one, whoever cooks, the other one cleans up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she makes these dinners that it takes me an hour to clean up, you know, because there's like 12 different pots and pans, where I just have like a frying pan, I throw meat into it, some eggs, and a piece of bread.
Well, obviously you're an amateur, so call a wambulance and tell somebody who cares. You're supposed to clean up after somebody else cooks for you. But no, I heard you yesterday, you said, you know, I hope Doug can put together, string two coherent sentences together.
That's right, you listen every day. I've got to watch.
Well, I don't listen every day. I listen on my drive down from Shingletucky, where the people bark and the dogs talk. And I come down and I listen to you. And so yesterday you abused me on air, and I appreciate it. I thought that was really good, cool that you gave me a couple seconds of airtime. That was awesome. So I what's the talk about today, Carl? What is our discussion?
Has anything happened lately that, you know, okay, here's the thing. What, on election night,
yes.
I've talked about this before, but we didn't watch it. I was watching this movie with gratuitous violence and nudity and all this stuff. And around 9:30, because some people started watching probably yesterday morning or Tuesday morning.
Yep.
I went in and I asked Linda, I said, you want to see what's going on? And she goes, yeah. We turned it on and I'm like, whoa. And then that was on, you know, I just, you know, watch Fox and I'm looking at the numbers and I couldn't wait to switch the MSNBC and CNN. And I went back and forth between those. And what's that, Chris?
Chris Matthews, I think.
No, it wasn't Chris Matthews. It's a little with the little round face, little young guy. He looks like a chipmunk on MSNBC. Anyway, whatever his name is. When I switched over to the channel, it's got him on there, and his face is like somebody had taken his candy. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
And then Joy Reid.
The sounds of silence was lovely.
We had it on when the spokesman from the Harris campaign came out to the party and told him, well, come back tomorrow, and Vice President Harris will be addressing it. It was the same as Hillary, when Hillary was being beaten by Trump.
Yep.
It was the same thing. They weren't going to show up. And when you saw that, and then the announcer from, it was either CNN or MSNBC, says, boy, they've scattered. they just rushed the exits right after that.
Yep.
And you knew there were some problems.
Well, you
even know that the battleground states had not been settled then.
Well, and the thing is, you know, in 2020 when they stole the election, Trump was leading when we went to bed. So we all went to bed thinking, okay, he's ahead in the morning, we'll have it confirmed. And the next morning, in all the battleground state, the lead switched statistically to the identical now difference, which five MIT mathematicians said was statistically impossible to plot. They could not find a mathematical number that would happen. So I went to bed with Trump at 248, and Liz is like, what do you think? I said, well, we'll see what tomorrow brings. So until I woke up and Liz is like, it looks like he's in, it's got 270 something, and I said, they didn't take it.
Well,
so that's why I went to bed with a bit of hesitation, to be honest with you.
Well, and because not all the battleground states have been called, because I wasn't going to stay up all night.
No.
And I did get up early the next morning before I came in and ended up being almost late for work because I was watching.
Well, good thing your boss didn't fire you.
Yeah. Well, Linda, she's tough. And it showed that.
Yeah.
And I went, so the difference, obviously, between 2020 and now was everybody was focused on the attention was focused on the where, you know, the ballots and getting in there and all these things. Like, I think it was someplace in Pennsylvania, recounted 31,000 ballots because an observer noticed that something wasn't locked on the wall, which was against the rules. So they took every one of those ballots and ran them through again just to make sure.
Well,
that, that it was being done correctly, and that's what I saw.
Well, I think that was the difference. I mean, they learned the steal and how they got caught, and so they weren't going to replicate that. And RNC, and for the record, I'm a conservative. I'm not necessarily Republican because they're not necessarily conservative anymore. But the RNC mobilized 220-something thousand observers, which were not there necessarily in the last minute. And I will tell you, I was an observer here in Shasta County at the Shingletown Fire Department from 7:30 till 9:30 at night, and I watched them. And I'm not necessarily sure we needed one up there because it was a small crew, but I sat there. You're not allowed to talk to them. You're not allowed to interfere. You can't wear Trump or Biden campaign.
That just makes sense.
But, I mean, it was funny as I was there, and it was funny. It was all said and done, and the four people that were still part of the polling thing after it was said and done, it was time to leave, and I was just saying, hey, thank you guys for your work. They were like, thank you for coming and observing. We really appreciate you being here. And it was really funny is that you would think they might be a little hesitant because I'm there just to make sure they're not screwing up, and they didn't. They did a great job. I watched everything until they locked it up. And but that's what the
and
difference
then you
was.
You took the ballots home with you.
I did, okay. And I stuffed them all for Harris. And so that was the difference this time. They couldn't do what they did last time, and I think that was the big difference, in my opinion.
In your opinion. Yes. Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, was voted best in the North State for 2 years in a row, 23 and 24. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years. Great prices on their jewelry, super selection on jewelry there. Only place that Linda and I go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter there. Stop by Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry. If you want, just getting your battery replaced on your watch, in, out. Very reasonable price. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they're getting ready to have their 35th anniversary sale here starting next month. So, and kind of coincides with Christmas. It's a good idea. Head on down there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors. It's a small bank, but it has won awards, national level awards, as being one of the best small banks in America. That's right, Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy. We've got all of our accounts there. And I usually spread accounts out over to different banks just so I can, you know, write checks from one to the other and not get caught. No. But have done that. And now I've moved everything into Cornerstone. I'm real happy we've done that. It's just made things easier. Bill pay. All of these things. And they're just good people down there. It's like the Cheers of banks. They know who you are. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Or just call Doug Jenke, and he'll tell you too.
I'll tell you too.
Okay. All right. Hey, I am with Doug Jenke, a well-known conservative pundit.
Ooh, new title. I like that.
Yeah. Conservative pundit. And pundit, I've always thought of that word as being, it reminds me of panda. You know, like the.
Oh, now you're saying I'm fat. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're fat shaming me on
in
pundit.
In fact, I expect you to do some roly-poly things here like the pandas do, because I am now addicted to the panda reels. And how do pandas live to be older than one? Because they climb up to the top of these hills, you know, on these, all these different things they've got for them, and then they just fall off. You know, they must have some kind of real rubbery bones or something.
It's like they've got 2 inches of fat around them, so they can take in
maybe more. Yeah. Okay, Doug, we were talking about the...
Well, hold on. We need to make a clarification.
Oh, that's right.
We had a slight misstep earlier, probably offended the it's, the they's, the them's, and so Christina would like to clarify. Could you please tell us what it is?
Yes. So since English is my second language, I made a huge mistake.
Huge, oh, okay. Gigantic, ginormous. Okay.
But actually, it's not a huge. I just swiped 2 words.
Okay.
So there's a national day, make man at dinner, or you can say man make at dinner. So when you just swipe 2 words, there's two different meanings.
Two different meanings. So it technically...
And actually, yes, it's a man has to make a dinner.
Oh, men make
so
a dinner.
So men make dinner. So she was completely wrong, and now I'm offended. I'm completely offended that men have to make dinner. Thank you
for ruining
my day. Thank you, Christina.
Anyway,
that's great.
Moving
so back
right
to
along.
The election, yes.
Right. You know, the thing you saw is, in USA Today, and I just mentioned it, had, you know, Trump wins, and it says under that, lost election, lost 2020 election, felony convictions, two assassination attempts, wins. And it just made some of the liberal pundits crazy when this happened. And you had a good observation that people did not believe that conviction was fair.
Well, I mean, all of the stuff that's happening, all of their cases, all six that the liberals have brought against him have all imploded virtually. Everyone has gone through has been appealed. But the one that they say he got convicted of 34 counts of fraud. First off, the people that he defrauded, the bank, is the one that also agreed with his valuation, which the judge said was false. They testified on his behalf that they would give him a loan again, and yet a liberal, crazy, whack job jury in New York said he was guilty of fraud, even though the defrauded party said we would give him another loan. And I think most of America, liberals included, at least on that one, saw that, hey, there was no crime here. There was not a loss in a dollar of interest. He paid everything back as promised. It's funny is this judge that made this determination, who is not a real estate agent, valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. You can't even buy a condo 17 stories up in Miami for $18 million. And this is a 65,000 square foot residence with a private golf course that in the real estate industry, because I am in the real estate industry, people, because there was comments about and even the folks in Florida were saying, you know, the professionals were saying that's a $300 to $400 million property because it's out in the ocean.
Yeah,
and
so
this judge assigned it's an island. And so this judge basically assigned the value of a single condo to an island with a golf course. And so I think when they kept saying, you know, he's a convicted 34 fraud counts, I think many Americans said, wait a minute, if they can do that to him, yeah, they can do it to us.
I think, and I saw and read that. Now, here's the thing, though, is that fascinates me. He overperformed, and I got, this is right off of MSNBC, or maybe it was CNN. He overperformed in almost every county. In other words, it went up over 3 to 5% better than he did in 2020. And it showed it on the map. And it was just throughout the, you know, I mean, everywhere. New Jersey is quickly becoming a battleground state, it looks like. This is how much better he did. And then they showed Vice President Harris, where she overperformed not one county in the whole United States. And it was because it was just blank. And Jake Tapper goes, none? And the guy that had the statistics, he goes, none. He goes, holy smokes, none. But that was the election right there.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at a map of the United States. If they show, you know, when you saw it in this color thing, color coded, I mean, this is almost Reagan-esque in terms of how red the United States is. I mean, other than, you know, the left commie coast, Colorado, New Mexico, and the Northeast. The entire country voted red this time. And
Why?
Well, the economy, number one. I think that's number one. Number two, I think they got tired of being lied to. I mean, one of the differences between liberals, they just don't get it, and conservatives. Conservatives, we think that people actually have intelligence and can make good decisions. Liberals have to talk down to them and tell them they're racist, you know, everything. And I think people finally have kind of woke up to some of that and said, look, here's a guy that when he was in power, gas was two something a gallon. Food was this, and that. Now, I do have issues with Donald Trump, which I've stated on the air before and gotten hammered a little bit on, and I will state them again if I have to. But they saw the last 4 years. And Carl, I'm going to be blunt because, you know, you're a military guy. You risked your life. You went around the world. But this is not the America that you and I grew up in.
No.
This is not even close where – you know, your neighbor is your enemy. It's not somebody you want to go out and have a cup of coffee or a beer with. And this last 4 years, it started under Obama when he immediately did Policegate and divided us and said, you know, blacks hate whites and whites hate blacks. And none of that was true. I mean, some of my best friends growing up were black. But that started this seed that gestated, and here we are this last 4 years where we've been called racist, wokeism. Biden gave a speech in blood red with two Marines behind him.
Garbage.
Garbage. Yeah, we've been garbage. We've been called everything. We've been called every ist, even ist that don't have ist. And I think finally people got sick. Now, I will say this, because as much as I'm glad Kamala didn't win for all of the reasons that she espoused, Trump's not the cornucopia of positivity that people think he's going to be. I mean, this man, don't forget, brought us the jab. And the jab is not good. It has not been good from the day it's been released, and he still thinks it's a great process. The fact of the matter is, the COVID jab. Oh, he still talks about Operation Warp Speed and this. And I just read an article done in England who they studied 1.7 million cardiac arrest in, or cardiac incidents in youth males worldwide. Their study came out, and this was in England, so this isn't West, it's not a conservative thing, but 1.7 million incidences of cardiac issues in youth males, 100% of them got the jab. In unjabbed people, no incidences of cardiac arrest and cardiac issues. So
no more than normal.
Well, I mean, they said there was none that was attributed. And so, and this is from the England health, whatever. Yeah. And so basically, he brought us that. And so there's that. I was watching an interview with him, and he talked about this interview. He goes, hey, well, the budget office says you're going to add $7.5 trillion to the national deficit or debt. And he goes, well, yes, but we've already got credit cards paying credit cards paying credit cards, and he's going to add $7.5 trillion in the next 4 years. There's nothing positive that can come from that.
No.
There's nothing. And so there are things that I think people in a couple of years will be disillusioned. If he can go in and secure the border, and this is a direct comment to you that we can talk about, I think he needs to go into the Joint Chiefs of Staff and fire everybody that was involved in Afghanistan and put in people who are not going to do wokeism. They're there for the military. They're there to make sure we have a strong defense and provide.
Three things the government has to do.
Yeah.
They've got three.
That's it.
Three jobs. Infrastructure.
Yep.
Protecting our country.
That's it.
Via the military and having secure borders.
Yep.
That's all. Everything else is nice to haves.
Yeah.
These are the three requirements it says.
And they dropped the ball in Afghanistan. And I think that nobody ever paid a price for those.
Well, they did. 13.
Well, I'm saying the ultimate price is paid by people who, if it was done correctly, I think we could have achieved the same result over a longer term. But the fact of the matter is, I think that's going to be some of his biggest legacy. Is he going to make changes at the top?
I think he will. I can't see how he wouldn't.
Well, he didn't last time.
Well, he didn't know what he was doing last time.
I think that's under, yeah.
Now he knows how it works.
Yeah.
And he knows how the people he selected last time weren't the best people for the jobs in some cases.
Including the AGs, both of them.
Well, and I think he's learned from that, let's hope.
I hope.
That we get some people that believe in this country, in the Constitution, and protecting our rights of everybody.
Yep.
Every color, every
race, every gender. I don't care.
Everybody. Treated equally.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, I've been going for about 17 years. It's a barbershop, my friends, not a salon. You can make an appointment there like I do at 530-244-9478. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They've been in existence since 1960 and in the same spot since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. You won't get a bad haircut there. I have always enjoyed it. Man's last stronghold, and they're not afraid to put it on the window. So, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back, and Jimmy, hang on for the break, and other people are calling. We're more than happy to listen to you and hear your thoughts when we get back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What happened to "We're not going to take it anymore"? "We're not going to take this anymore." We got the Pink Panther.
I like the Pink Panther.
Yeah, is that what you told me you wanted to hear played?
That's it. Okay. Oh, I didn't say a word. Hey, I don't even agree with your personnel.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:36 in the morning here on the 7th of November. It's going to go up about 75 today, be sunny. It's going to be beautiful out there. And I'm here with Doug Jenke, and the phone lines are full. So let's start with Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning. Hello, Jimmy, you're on.
Hey, guys. All right, thank you. Hey, Doug Jenke, I'm glad you brought up Operation Warp Speed. And the reason I'm glad you brought that up is because Donald Trump had learned a lesson from last time. He had people like Fauci and Burke giving him advice on this pandemic.
100%.
So we have to keep that in mind, because he's not a biologist or a scientist. He was counting on those people to do good for the American people and the world. All right. So this time around, he's not going to, how should I say this? He's not going to count on people like that. He learned a lesson.
And well, you know, if you read Kash Patel's book that he brought out afterwards, I just read it. Nick Gardner shared it with me. Kash goes into great detail about how much people knew
during his presidency about various things, and there were people that were advising Trump about Fauci, and he didn't listen to those people, and of course we got where we got. We got lockdowns, we got ivermectin, and the jab. So, and for a guy who spent so much time tweeting all the time, obviously he was on the internet, and for anybody who did a little bit of research from the start of COVID, you could find quite a bit of honest reporting before they started to block it, I guess. And so that's why so many people rejected taking the jab, is because you could read about it, and it turns out that all of the conspiracy theories turned out to be true. They weren't conspiracies at all. And so, yes, you're right. He listened to Fauci and Burke, but crying out loud, I mean, it's now proven that it was not necessarily a good thing, and he still takes credit for it. You got to kind of say, hey, look, I listened to experts, and I won't do that this second time. Experts didn't prove to be very
reliable.
So,
Jimmy,
right.
Jimmy, were you?
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Were you surprised by the landslide? And that's USAA is calling it.
Yeah.
USA Today is calling it a landslide. Were you surprised by that? Jimmy?
No. Yes. Yes, I was. I thought there would be a lot more shenanigans with this election, and it hammered through.
Well,
I couldn't believe it, because the first time Trump got elected, I was out of town, I was working, and the election was going on. I fell asleep, and I woke up at like 12 p.m. and looked at the TV, and they said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the next president of the United States," and it was Donald Trump. And I thought this would go on for, weeks and weeks, like has happened before with our local elections and all this, BS with these machines and, unsavory people running our elections.
Well, anyway, we got other people on the line. So one thing I did hear was Senator Rand Paul said, now that Trump's in here, we are finally going to be able to get the information that's been held from us for 4 years about what happened, with Wuhan, the labs, the amount of money, where the money was going to.
It's going to shock you.
They're
going to
finally have access to that. So, anyway, Jimmy, thanks for your call. Okay.
All right, guys. See
ya. We're going to go to Robert now. Robert, good morning. Hello, Robert, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I wish that I was as optimistic as is it Doug? Is that the other thing?
Yeah, Doug.
Yes,
James,
it is.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I'm not that optimistic.
Neither am I. Let me be very clear. Neither am I, because Carl and I were talking about this, and I'll let you finish. But I'm watching what Trump is going to surround himself with, so my optimism is very tempered. FYI, but continue, sir.
Well, my lack of optimism is in the American people. I don't think that they've learned anything. It's just that Kamala was such an empty vessel and couldn't sell the sunshine of tomorrow as much as it's raining right now. I think if she was half as charismatic as Obama or some previous, Clinton, but the cumbersome part is that until they continuously lose, they're never going to change. We're going to continue to see the socialist arm of the Democrat Party, which is what they are. But anyway, if I could real quick get both your opinions, and I'll take it off the air. What do you think happened to 25 million votes? How come last year it was like 82 million to 81 million, and this year it's 76 to 69 or whatever it is? What happened to 25 million votes? Thank you both for the show.
You bet, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Well, what he's talking about is last time there was, I think, Biden's spout off was he had the most votes in history, and it was like 80-something million, and Trump had 80-something million. And so this time I think Trump's in the 70s and she's in the 60s. So what he's saying is there's a decent number of votes that have apparently disappeared in 4 years.
Oh, they haven't.
It's not done counting yet. Yeah. And so.
Or
they didn't vote. And that, and that's one of the things that.
I know people that did not vote for president because they couldn't go along with what was happening with the Democrats, and they didn't like Trump, so they just didn't vote for president.
Yeah. No, and that's it is, I've got a very kind of a hard, fast line it makes me a bit of a jerk, I guess. I was going to use a different word, but a jerk in that is when people start to bitch, oh, this, that, the other, and I go, did you vote? And if they say no, I tell them to shut up. It's over. We don't have a discussion. Yeah. Whether your vote or not counts is a very debatable point. But if you're not
to me.
Well, no, but if you're not willing to try to put out, but be it left or right, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't vote, you don't get a right to bitch because you didn't try to change it.
That's right. No, no.
And so I think
absolutely,
that,
I agree with that.
And I think that Carl's right on this, and I don't want to say that he's right because he gives him a big head and he gives me a hard time and punches me in the arm. But I think people sat this one out because the media was so lying again. Oh, this is neck and neck, and Harris is up. And I think people just kind of got sick and tired of it, to be honest with you. But even locally, Robert, to answer your thing, there was a ballot initiative, ballot P, about the government, the Board of Supervisors voted to give the people the right to stop the government from using eminent domain where they can take your property and give it to Carl Bott. Quote unquote. So they can do eminent domain on your property and then give it to a developer and it becomes private property to private property. The Board of Supervisors put that on there and any smart person would go, well, I don't want the government to take my property to give it to K2 development or whoever the developer is. And they said eminent domain can only be used for public benefit, i.e. a road, an easement, whatever. And that's still barely, I think it's barely passed as
of
this morning.
It passed. It was behind.
It was behind, but I mean, the government, the Board of Supervisors was telling the people, we don't want to take your property, and still nearly 50% voted that they wanted the government to have that power. I mean.
Well, it goes back to.
It's crazy.
It goes back to the people's viewpoint on who's representing them.
Yeah.
That's where it went back to. I mean, people don't like Kevin Cry.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I could advise Kevin Cry on, you may have the best ideas in the world, Kevin. Well, give them to Alan Long or Matt Plummer. Let them bring them up. Or Corky, if Corky wins. Give them the ideas. Let them bring it up. So your name is not associated with it because automatically you've got 40% of the people that don't like you.
Well, you know what?
And for whatever reason, I'm not saying it should be or whatever, but you know, when they see your name on something, because you are a lightning rod, give that idea to somebody else. And if it's a good idea, they'll run with it.
Well, you know what's funny, Carl, is even on that, you're wrong. Now, hear me out before I embarrass you. Is Kevin got blamed for the deal with the casino, and it was actually Garmin that was doing the negotiations.
No, I understand all
and
that.
And so he got blamed for something he wasn't even touching.
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's a lightning rod.
Yes, he is.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that when people see his name or that he's behind
something,
automatically there's a reaction.
Yeah.
I said, hand those things off to Alan Long when he comes in, or Matt Plummer, or if Corky wins, give it to Corky.
Yeah.
Because they're not the lightning rod you are.
Same with PHJ, Patrick Henry Jones.
Same thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that, you know, that all their ideas were good or some of them were bad. But you've got, you know, there was this constant for years, they're doing this for these nefarious reasons.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, it didn't make any difference. Now your name's associated with it. You don't name your child Adolf, okay?
No.
Nobody names their child Adolf.
No, I don't think so.
There's a reason for that,
okay?
Anyway, we got to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about the silent voters, the silent Trump supporters. And you think about this. Why were they silent? And let's talk about that a little bit when we get back.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 on your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I hope you're having a great day, a great morning, and, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day out there. A lot of stuff happening. This weekend, the Veterans Day Parade out at City of Shasta Lake starts at 10 o'clock. Be out there a little bit early if you want, or you can go out there and have breakfast at the fire station. And then Sunday night is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. We're having birthday ball at Wind River. Sorry, it sold out. There'll be 300 of us or more now. Because Wind River hates me because I go, you got room? How much more food do you have left? Okay, Carl. And so we set up another table. And then on Monday out at Igo and a couple other different places at the Reading Cemetery also right downtown, there'll be memorial ceremonies for our veterans out there. So just be thinking about all that that's coming on. Now, I'm here with Doug Jenke. We're talking about the election. Trump beat Harris in a landslide. This is from USA Today, which is not, you know, one of you would say more conservative papers.
Or reliable, but yes.
Yeah, and so Trump win several battleground states. I think he won all of them.
He won all of them.
He won, not several, but all of them, including New Mexico and Arizona.
Yeah.
Where else? He won
Pennsylvania,
Michigan, yeah,
and Michigan, and Wisconsin.
They were talking about how Ohio was in the play. No, it wasn't even close. So what they're saying is, did the outcome have to do with supposedly shy Trump voters, those who kept their support for him a secret? Yeah. You know why? It's because they were afraid to say something. I mean, and they shouldn't be, because they would be but from their friends and family would be, they would just be castigated for saying they were going to vote for Trump.
Yep.
And so that is, I really believe that was it. There was a, you know, you talk about the silent majority, those suburban moms that were listening, you know, when they're having, you know, their get-togethers and everybody's, you know, oh, Trump's a horrible person. So 4 out of the 10 of them went over there and voted for him.
Yep.
So there was a huge group, I believe, just didn't say anything.
Well, I mean, you know.
But they were tired of the status quo.
Well, the reality is, Carl, you and I were just talking about this off the air. You know, already, you know, there's people, and it's always liberals. So let's just be blunt. I've never seen a conservative said, if you vote for Obama or you vote for Biden, I'm no longer your friend. Unfriend me. It's always liberals. And that's already starting with, oh, if you voted for Trump, you just unfriend me. I've already seen it. So, you know, I'm losing.
You've had family members.
I'm losing friends. So that's okay.
Well, see,
but
now,
I think people are sick and tired of that because, you know, this social media is, in my opinion, it's a cancer on society. It's antisocial because it's taken on more negative than positive. But you're right. People, they didn't want to have that ostracizing of their friends they go hang out with at the soccer club, you know, soccer games with their kids. And I think that a vast majority of Americans are still kind of believing in the American dream and, you know, we get along and all that good stuff. And if they had mentioned they were going to vote for Trump because they were sick and tired of, you know, a grocery cart's now $250, $300 when it used to be $100, they didn't tell who they were going to vote for because they didn't want to have to deal with the blowback.
This is what some of them are saying. Suburban moms and wives are the new shy Trump voter. Listen to them, one ex-user wrote. In a response to a tweet about white suburban women voting for Trump, this one contributor said a bunch of them were shy Trump voters, probably lying not to their husbands, but to their judgmental lefty gal pals.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right
ding.
There. And, you know, and here's what's so sad. I mean, you gave me a great example during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen friendships that they've been friends, tight friends, for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a break. Because one of them was so much a Trump hater.
Yeah.
That it was always in the conversation.
Yep.
And the other one, who'd been her friend, tight friends. I mean, matrons of honor, all these kind of things, said, you know what, we need a break because I'm just tired of hearing this and listening to it. So they took, you know, they're taking a break.
I mean, my family, my own family, some, you know, cousins and stuff, after Obama, because during the first Trump run back with the old Hill and the gang, I was rather vocal on social media, and I lost 8 years of talking to these people because they said some of those heinous things. They said all kinds of stuff. And I just stopped talking to them for 8 years. And we just recently, or maybe almost 9 years, we just recently kind of re-upped. But it's funny is it's still not – I don't really need or want to be friends with them because you can't have a conversation. You're afraid you're walking on shelves with these people because you're going to offend them. And so I do believe that a lot of people were sick and tired of that.
Well, one of them said here, other than feeling conflicted, some people may say, you know, I don't agree with Trump.
Yeah.
But
and I don't ask necessarily either, so let's just be clear.
No, let's be clear. Me either. But they said, so other than feeling conflicted, people may not have wanted to publicly talk about their vote because they're simply tired.
Yeah.
For Republicans and Democrats alike, being shy about their vote may not have been out of shame, but out of exhaustion with having to justify their viewpoints. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, who are you voting for? I mean, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, you're pretty sure who they're voting. My, you know, and wearing a MAGA hat, a woman gets on a plane
and
gets attacked.
Yes.
On the a fist fight because she's wearing a hat.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Well, and that's the problem. That is what America has devolved to is we used to think of liberals as that loony Uncle Lenny out there. He had some crazy ideas, and somehow they became mainstream, and they're still crazy ideas, but their world doesn't allow for any discussion. You either believe what they believe or you are a bad person. And I think people have, hopefully, because Robert hit the nail on the head, Trump, to me, is it's not going to be the utopia. There's a lot of hard-baked things that are coming.
A lot of things happening. A
lot of things that are hard-baked in. They tried to Trump-proof the presidency, so he's going to have some bombs going off here very shortly.
They're already starting the lawsuits. Now, let me just finish this last thing.
Please.
Something to keep in mind is not all shy Trump voters are likely elated right now. Mm. Many are probably happy, but others might be just as stressed and anxious as many of their liberal counterparts. Just because the election went their way, that doesn't mean they think the future is bright, and which you've just said.
Well, and that's it.
There's so many things that's going to happen.
Well, I heard a guy yesterday from the Federalist on Dan Bongino, and I think – and it sounds – bloodlusty, but I think the man's right, because I've been called so many bad names since 2008 for being white, for having privilege, whatever.
That's just from your family.
Well, I know, and from you on air.
And me on air.
But this guy was saying about the fact that he thinks that it comes down to the point, we need to see retribution. We need to see people held accountable, and I agree with that. I do.
To a point. This cannot become a witch hunt. This is
it's not hard to find witches.
No, it cannot be a witch hunt, you know. But what's happened is, oh, you did this. Well, I'm going to get even with you. Then everything that the talking head said will come.
I'm more concerned about the treasonous stuff.
Here's what I'd like to see is that Trump really, really, really reach out to try and bring our nation together. The big majority of this nation is backing him. He needs to use this to push us forward, protect our borders, rebuild our military, fix our infrastructure, address what's going on in our country and the world, get our economy back. Big thing, get our economy back. That's what he needs to do, and I would like that to be on his priority list as opposed to, oh, I'm going to get Jack Smith. No. You know what? Let it go. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Carl. I'll see you in 1 month. You get 1 month to have recovery.
Piece of cake. Everybody, have a great day. And like I said, it's going to be beautiful out there. So enjoy yourself, and God bless America.
Around. And I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.